to the world. Beloved, I have discovered that if you live by public opinion, you will not go far in life. If you live by what people say, your destiny may be stuck. I have understand or I have learned to know. Excuse me. Nothing is happening. I'm okay. Maybe I need to drink some more tea. I've learned to understand that if you will go far in life, you must take a decision by yourself. And your decision must not be guided by too many people. Many of us, sometimes you ask everybody about everything happening to you. Thank God for phone. But the phone in your hand can become a burden to you. In fact, that phone has caused you many problems. That phone in your hand has caused you a lot of headache. There are things you should not say. Even when you don't want to say something, the phone is telling you, use me. And I'm making sense here. In the days of in the time world that we have, what we call the social media, lot of things people are forced to do that they don't even want to do. There are times that you have to communicate with everybody. In those days when we were young, you have to write letter. Amen. You write a letter, you take it to the post office. It takes 2 weeks, sometimes 1 month. The letter that will get to the final destination. Sometimes the letter never got lost. How many of us were older enough to know what I'm talking about? You know, this younger generation, they don't know what they know. They ask a letter. Now we are in the world of email. 1 second. Somebody's reading this in Africa. Amen. Before it was happening, somebody's already getting the information. The world we live is a we live in a world of information age. And so sometimes when you look at what you have in your hand, as good as those things are, they could be a problem to you. Because it exposes you to the world. It creates crowds. Somebody say crowd. It creates so many crowds around you. People that you don't want them to know anything about you, they now know. Am I making sense here? And I've discovered that any time when you go with the crowd, you are going the wrong direction. If you follow the crowd, you go the wrong direction. Somebody wrote a sticker on his car some time ago, and I saw this. I was driving. He said, don't follow me, for I am lost. I said, thank God I don't even know you. So I will even follow you. The world is lost. If you follow the world, you will end with the world. Look at somebody say, don't follow the world. Come back at somebody say, don't follow the crowd. Salvation is a personal thing. You work out your own salvation. There is no corporate salvation. There is no all of us are going to heaven. No. Some are not going. If I serve, if you take them to the gate of heaven, they will make a U-turn. is that heaven? Say yes. Okay. Let me go and try hell. I'll come back. Am I making sense here? That's the world we live. Not everybody is going the same place where you are going. All of us may be in the church. Raise our hand together. But none of us are going to the same place. That's somebody say, I know where I'm going. Oh, look at somebody say, I know where I'm going. Say, I may not know where you are going, but for me, I know where I'm going. How many of us know where you are going here? I know where I'm going. That's why I live my life. I want to make sure that I prepare myself for eternity. Because not everybody wants to go where you are going. That's why you cannot follow the crowd. The Bible told us that we should not conform to the world. Don't join the world. He said rather be transformed. Transform. Moving from where you are to a new location. Trans is a word simply meaning movement, transport, transmit, transfer. Trans any other thing you know. Transit is a shifting. So you rather than conform to them, you transform, you change. You don't look like other people. You can choose to be different in this world. I choose to be different. I choose not to look like any other person. If I can I say this to you, if you look like everybody, you will end up like everybody. So for you to stand out, you must be different. That's why when Jesus Christ came, all what he did does not make sense to the world. They can't understand it. What kind of man is this? What manner of man is this? The way he talk, he doesn't talk like them. The way he acts, he doesn't act like them. They can't understand his ways. They didn't know that his ways are not their ways. And his thought is not their thought. That's why the Pharisees cannot work with him. So who is this boy? After all, we know his parents. Is his mother not Mary? His father Joseph. Who is this small boy? They didn't know the boy they are pointing him to is not like them. Is a different person. Look at somebody who choose to be different. You know, sometimes when you walk, if you do what everybody is doing, you will end up like them. Just be different. Is everybody stealing? No, I won't steal. I choose to be what? Come on, I choose to be what? Everybody is just doing it. I'm going to do it now. Some of them say, even pastors are doing the same thing. Yeah, you do what you want to do. I choose to be different. God is not looking for people that will look like other people. God is raising a generation of people that will stand out. In the midst of the crowd, they will do what? They will stand out. And somebody here this morning, you will stand out. Come on, I say you will stand out. In business, you will stand out. In the family, you will stand out. Among your contemporaries, you will stand out. In Sacramento, you will stand out. If you are the one I'm talking about, come on, shout at this amen. Say, I stand out. I don't want to look at other people. I say, God, because this church is not a usual church. We want to raise people that are different. A new generation. A new culture. A new people. A people that are not ready to be drafted by the affairs of the world. A people that want to stand out in the midst of confusion in the world. They just chose to be different. Bible says, darkness shall cover the heart. Psalm 60. This is verse 2. And gross darkness the people. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen. Where? On you. Look at that scripture again. Somebody say darkness. Say darkness shall cover the heart and gross darkness the people. Say, but the Lord shall do what? Arise upon who? Come on, buddy. Say upon men. And his glory shall be seen. Where? Oh, come on. I thought somebody was excited. Darkness will cover the world. Even the people, darkness will engross them. It's not but you. In the midst of darkness, you will stand out. When you see light, light is not the same as darkness. When there is darkness and the light emerge, is different. Sometimes when you are driving in darkness, and you see a light afar off, you just stand out. Oh, come on, that's you I'm talking about this morning. When others are crying, you'll be smiling. When others are complaining, you'll be celebrating. When others are saying there is no money, you will have more than enough. Come on, here, come on, shout a living amen. When others are struggling, you will have more than enough. There is somebody here, before the end of this year, your supply will exceed your demand. The supply will keep coming. Money will come to your hand. If you are the one, shout a living amen. Somebody will shout amen when your children will stand out. Your children will stand out. In the midst of confusion in the world, your own children will stand out. When all children are going wayward, your children will stand out. When all children can't find their feet, your children will find their feet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Others are losing their job, you don't lose your own. Others are complaining, you don't complain. In the name of Jesus. I didn't say there won't be trouble. There won't be challenges. Challenges part of life. But when there are challenges, you will stand out. Bang your chest, say, I will stand out. Are you sure? Come up and say, I will stand out. Say, others may fall. I will stand. 1,000 can fall by my side. Even a 10,000. Is that but you? Oh, come on. If you are the one I'm talking about, come on, shout it. Amen. You only be hearing about it. It won't come near your dwelling. You only be hearing about it. It shall not come near your dwelling. You only hear about trouble. Trouble will not visit you. Come on, shout out, amen. Evil is in the world. Evil will not come near you. In the name of Jesus. Others may die of that sickness. You will come out. But you must have a mindset of someone that wants to stand out. If you don't have that mindset, you end up like other people. If your mindset is a mindset of people that are struggling, you will join them to struggle. You say, Pastor, how? When you join them, all of us are managing. Of us, ooh, I said, I'm not part of it. He said, hey, you know, everybody see, everybody is having flu now. I said, except me. Except me. He said, that is pride. Oh, yeah, call it anything. I don't have to join you to join. I don't have to join the bad wagon of sick people. They won't love everybody to be on the same level. He said, how is your own? Same thing. Same. You know, all of us are. I say, husband, hey, stupid man. You know what I mean? And your own, hey, all these men, they are the same. You know, my brothers all do all this. And then you now form a club. A club of the same people. So all your discussion has nothing. You are not talking about anything reasonable. Talking about him, you know, that big headed man, you see. Yesterday, if you see what he was doing here, I saw what. Oh. Same. She doesn't cook, she doesn't greet. What of your own? Same thing. If I last night, I didn't eat before I went to bed. You know, you see, then you form a club. May you not join the wrong club. You see, the one love people that are together as children of failures. That's why I don't. People try to put me in various positions, you know, the phone, the, what do you call it now? What's up? I don't answer them. So this is the right there. I say, what's wrong with these people? Don't see that I won't believe them. I love waiting that. I just sometimes want to smile. I just want to laugh. People talk about failure as if failure is part of life. You don't say, I will not fail. I don't care if other people are failing. Choose to be different. Don't join the crowd. confused. If you join them, it will confuse you more. Not because you are going to school. There are so many people that they went to school, but they are confused. I'm just telling you. In fact, the more you read, the more confused you are. The more confused you are. He has a PhD. He's not talking like a boy, he's like a small boy. The only thing you have is woman. Nothing. Come on, choose to be stand out. God is not looking for everybody. That's why God has never at any time saved the crowd. Go and check your Bible. In the days of Noah, how many people were saved? 8 people in the whole world. When Jesus Christ came, he didn't appoint, he didn't have a large number of disciples. He had only 12. Even the 12, one of them was 11, one and a half. Was half. You know Judas Iscariot. He wasn't complete. And among them, there was somebody too who was not complete, Thomas. Anything you say, it will just water you down. Many of us, we love being around crowds. You love having too many friends. That's why you're having challenges. You don't know the one that will like you, the one that doesn't like you. You don't know the one that is or hates you, that just smiling. Am I making sense here? Choose. You don't need to have crowd. Pick the best and work with them. Choose people that will add value to your life. Not people that will devalue you. Choose people that will give you wise counsel. Not people that will be giving you counsel. They know you are going to fail. They just don't wait. They just keep going. And when you fall, they celebrate it. Choose the right people. Praise the Lord. That's why in the Bible, Jesus, there were two kind of people that Christ dealt with when he was here. The disciples and the multitude. Somebody say multitude. You see, the multitude, they are not serious lovers of Christ. They only follow him for what they want to eat. They have no commitment. Now, do you know that the multitude have no commitment to you? That's why your wife or your husband or your children, they are more committed to you than your neighbor. Am I making sense here? They are committed to you. At least for the sake of the fact that they are getting money from you. You are the one feeding them. Those children, they will say, "Daddy, if you walk on the street and they are shouting, 'Daddy, Daddy,' you answer because you are not everybody's daddy." Am I making sense here? But if your children say, "Daddy, what do? You turn back because you are committed to them. Whenever they call you honey, sweetheart, in the store, does not make them to be your honey. Or your sweetheart. Jesus did not go with the crowd. When he wants to pray on the mountain, you know what he does? He takes how many? Peter, James, and John. He doesn't go with the 12. You want to take Thomas along to pray? By the time you get there, after you finish praying, it will just make one faithless statement and clean the whole prayer. Who does it take? Peter, James, and what? And John. And when Bible said, and when Jesus was going onto the mountain, he left the multitude behind. You know where the multitudes are? They are always waiting. When he goes to the mountain, they are at the valley. Now let's look at the Bible. Look at Mark chapter 3, verse 20. I will show you many things this morning, quickly. Mark 3, verse 20. Is somebody getting blessed this morning? Mark 3, verse 20. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, and the multitude cometh again. So that they could not so much as eat bread. Now, what did the multitude came to do? Someone say bread. Look at Mark chapter 4, verse 1. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him, what? A great multitude. So that he entered into a ship, and he sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. Now look at Jesus Christ now. He came around. The multitude came. Jesus said, have nowhere to stand. Okay. What did he do? He said, Peter, let me use your ship. He had to stand inside the ship to talk to them. The Bible says, even when he was standing on the ship, many of them also what? They wanted to join him. But do you know, after Christ finished preaching, how many of them stay behind? What they do? They go to their home. Only very few follow Jesus Christ. The multitude does not follow. Look at another one. Look at Mark chapter 7. Mark 7, I will show you some things now. Verse 11. Luke 7, verse 11. And it came to pass the day after he went into the city called Nain, and many of the disciples went with him. And with what? Somebody say, much people. Now, those are the what? The multitude. Look at chapter 8, verse 19. Then came to him his mother and his brethren. And they could not what? They could not see him. For what? For the press. If you give another version, he said, give it to me in NIV. Even the mama of Jesus Christ wanted to see him. They could not see him. Because of what? Because of the cloud. Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him. They were not able to get near him. Because of what? Now, what does a cloud do? They block you people, good people from coming near you. What am I making sense here? Look at the old Jesus' mama. I want to see my son. What were you? We want to go there first. They block Jesus and his brothers from getting there. Have you discovered that when you hang around some wrong crowd, they take away good people around you? Am I making sense this morning? You now have a set of foolish people around you. Good things are coming, good jobs. They won't allow you to have it. They will tell you the job is not good because they had an experience on that job. They won't tell you they are the one that messed up at the job. They will keep you alone. They will put you in a state of dependency on them. Jesus' mother could not see him. Not for anything. They don't recognize his mother. All they want is miracle. As far as they can get themselves satisfied, they're okay. And I'm sure Jesus Christ will be telling me, that's my son. What of your son? When Christ was here, the multitude always follow people to receive miracle. They don't receive any. There was a man that they took to Jesus Christ. Bible says they took him through the roof. They broke the ceiling. Just because he wanted to see Jesus. Check your Bible. After they dropped the man at the feet of Jesus, what did they do? They left. The man that was by the beautiful gates, they carry him every day. Drop him at the beautiful gate and say, well, on your own. When you will come later in the evening, whatever you collect, don't forget our own share. Did they help him? Come on, did they help him? No, they have no plan to help him. They made him to resign to sitting at the gate every day. They never offer him a good suggestion. They never ask him, how can we be of help? All they want is what they can just do, drop him on there, and when they drop him, they talk about him. Say, that stupid man, you just drop him at the gate. There are people that have dropped you in the wrong side of life. You trusted them. Because of what they think they can get from you. They don't tell you the truth. They know you yourself don't like the truth. So they tell you what you want to hear. Am I talking to somebody at this morning? And when they tell you what you want to be, you want to hear, you are happy. They make you happy. You are smiling in their presence. As soon as they step aside, they talk about you. Your friend. When you are coming, they say, your friend is coming again. He's coming again. May the Lord deliver you from crowd. There are too many. You see, there's a reason why some people are not going forward in life. If you gather wrong people around you, you won't go forward. In Luke chapter 19, verse 37, you know, one of the things about the crowd is that the crowd knows how to praise people. Am I making sense here? That's why you must be very careful when people are praising you. And when he was come nigh and now at the desert, at the Mount Olives, the whole bunch of disciples began to rejoice. They were praising God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they have seen. Look at what they are saying in verse 38. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Can I say this to you? Don't be carried away by that praise. The same people that praise him, that shouted Hosanna, the same people came back and say, crucify him. Oh my God. Listen, this is the man. This is the man of the moment. As soon as they get into the, in our system, this society where we live, this society will help you to the top. It will help you to come down. When things are working well for you, be careful. Somebody hearing me this morning. Be careful. The same people, look at the way they are praising him. Where were they when Jesus Christ was being humiliated? Now, can I even surprise you? Does it not surprise you that when Christ came, he did so many miracles? He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He healed the one with the withered hand. He healed with one that was sick of many. Bible says he healed many of diverse sickness. Now, when Christ was being led to Calvary to be crucified, where were they? Where was Zacchaeus? Where were they? Where were Bartimaeus? Where is a woman? Where were all of them? Did you see in the Bible that any of them ever raised a voice and said, no, you can't crucify this man. He did this for us. He was this. He was that. Nowhere to be found. Even Paul, or even Peter, was so close to Jesus. The Bible says, and if Peter followed Jesus Christ from afar off, to see his end. Are you with me this morning? May the Lord deliver you from crowd. You didn't hear the prayer very well. I said, may the Lord deliver you from crowd. May the Lord deliver you from people that will kill you. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord save you from yourself. You didn't hear that prayer. May the Lord save you from yourself. Sometimes, if you're not careful, you may kill yourself unknowingly. And before you realize it, it's too late. That's why you must choose to be different. Jesus made a statement in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Concerning how you can survive in this world. In Matthew chapter 10, in verse 37, look at what Jesus Christ said. He then wondered, why would she say this? He said, he that loveth his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. What does that mean? Jesus not saying that you should hate your wife. He didn't say you should hate your children. What he's saying is that don't make the people around you your priority. Make God number one. Are you with me this morning? Say, my brother, my uncle. Oh, my uncle is going to help me. Who says? Jesus. Make it law. Make him the number one. If you love them more than you, you will be disappointed. You know, as many of us are getting disappointed all the time. Your hope is in man. You are looking up to man to survive. You see, I have one man somewhere. You know, one of the things I saw in this life that made me to know that you can't depend on this world. Years ago, when I was back in Africa, there was a man that used to be a friend of my boss. He's highly connected. Top man. All the generals in the military, they were his friend. In fact, when you see with the man, now in your presence, he will call the phone and say, hello, I want to talk to the governor. And the governor will pick up his phone. I'm not talking about this. This one is icy. In fact, he has not his phone in my presence that he called the vice president. He put on speaker. And this man, because of his connection, everybody, he had a crowd of people following him. This man doesn't have any other job. He only uses people's name. You've not seen people like that before. He would just show a picture. He said, come here. Let me show you something. See this picture? Me and the president. Show them this picture. You see this governor? It's my friend. I spoke to him yesterday. And because of what he does, people flow. He had a flow of people following him. You know, this man comes to town. When he travels and is coming back, you will have more than 20 cars waiting to pick him. I'm telling you, children soon. Everybody will send cars. So when he comes out of the airport, he chooses which one to enter. He says, you, which car did you bring? See, I brought the Lexus. No, I don't want it. And you, what you bring? See, Mercedes Benz. What model? I'm talking about, you see, such people, they survive in our system. They know the mindset of people. So they play on it. And then we enter one of the cars. And others will follow empty. When you get to where you want to stay, I don't like going to meet my airport. My boss will say, "Go, go, 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 go and wait at the airport." Because he believes that is a man. And then people will bring so many resumes, many CVs, looking for a job. Contracts they want. Pile of them, they will give to the man. And it will be almost like doing interview for them. You say you want to be commissioner? Say yes. Okay. How much do you have? And he was making money. I know what really amazed me. That man stayed in one of our guest houses one time. When he was leaving, he called the steward. See all these documents they brought here. Go and throw it into the garbage. And the people that brought it, they have hope. When he said, I just gave your document to the governor, he will do something on it. He didn't give it to anybody. Look in the garbage. And people are running. I said, what's wrong? If people can give the same they give to this man to God, can you imagine what God will do? The honor you give to man. Even once you give so much of honor to man, you don't give the same honor to God. That's why our attitude with God is affecting us. We go early to the meeting that has to do with God people. But when it comes to God, you come late. I know you don't like me now. If they tell you the governor wants to see you, I tell you, you will sleep in the room, that office the night before. You will sleep in the night before. But if you say God is waiting for you in the church, you just come casually. Say, where is God? Is he here? How are you, God? That's what we have. We honor men. Don't give the same honor to God. If the governor, if the mayor of Sacramento enter this place right now, all of us will do what? We say, last of your village, praise the Lord. It took you more than 30 minutes to get up. Because it's God. Can you imagine if the same honor you give to man is what you give to God? What God will do? Can you imagine the same people that follow Christ? They just follow him. They just want to get something. The Bible says, for Jesus know what he will do. He knew what was on their mind. He knew that the same people that are saying, Hosanna today, tomorrow they will say, crucify him. He knows what was on their hearts. That's why when Jesus was here, he does not do miracle for everybody. He select. Check your Bible. In fact, there was a time that they challenged him. He said, Master, why? Just look at all the leper. Look at all the blind people. Why can't you hear all of them? You know what told them? See, in the days of Elisha, there were many lepers in Israel. For God only healed Naaman. He healed all of them. In the days of Elijah, there are many widows in Israel. He only blessed one. Didn't bless all of them. Jesus Christ did not heal everybody. Go and check the Bible. The Bible says, and once you follow them, what did he do? He picked one out of the multitude and healed him. Others will go home the same way they came. So does not heal everybody. No! Check your Bible very well. Jesus did not heal everybody. We just speak. Blind Bartimaeus, when he cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bible says the place where that man sat, there were many people that all sat in the same place. The leper was there. Sorry, the lame was there. The one with the withered hand was there. The one that can't walk is there. All of them are stayed down there. But one man cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bible says, Jesus, turn back. He said, who is that? That called me by my covenant name. Son of David, that's a covenant name. Turn back. And when he turned back, you know what the crowd did? He said, bring him. Come ready. Let me have our 3 men. Let me show you what will happen. This is Bartimaeus. You stand behind him. Shout and say, Jesus!
Jesus!
Son of David! Have mercy on me! Now, I'm going to do Jesus. Stay there. Am I not better to be Jesus? Not hallelujah. How would I pick my Bartimaeus when I can be Jesus? Hallelujah. And when he say it again. Who is that? That really know me and call me by my covenant name. So you call me now. You say, Benga. I didn't answer you. You say, Benga, the son of Mr. Talabi. Then you know me. You know me to my house. He turned back. He said, bring him. Now, look at the multitude. What are they doing? Now, can I ask you? He said, this dude that brought him. Did they not have a problem? They have their personal problem. You know, that's what multitude does. They will not mind their own problem. They will mind others' problem. Multitude don't mind their business. They mind other people's business. Look at somebody say, mind your business. They brought the man to Jesus. Right there, Jesus healed the man. Did you sense anything? They say, excuse me, sir, please, sir, out of me, please. No, they didn't. They only took him to Jesus. And went back home with their own problem. Before your eyes, Jesus, Son of God, heal one man. If I was a person, one of them, I would grab him and say, you can't go. Going to where? Do my own too. He said, what else? I need money. Dollars. Shout hallelujah. Even if I have not to ask, I'll ask for money. He didn't do anything. He just took him there. And Jesus healed in their presence. The man that was blind now began to see. And he didn't ask for anything. Multitudes don't receive miracle. The only funny people to get miracle. Have you not discovered that some people will bring somebody to church and they're not coming to church again? Am I making sense here? Everyone, they will lead them to salvation. May your soul not be like that. There are people that will lead people to salvation, but now they are back into the world. Many years ago, there was a great man that I know who had used to have crusade every time I present Lord. Apostle Paul said, let me, not after I have preached the gospel unto others, and then become a castaway. May that not be your portion. Come on, may that not be your portion. Then you leave people to God, and then you are no longer with God. They are good at helping people, but they never receive any help. That's the character of the multitude. That's why Jesus Christ warned against following the flow. You see, the world where we live, there's a flow now. It's a flow. Wrong direction. All of everybody is doing it. The fashion of the world. The way the world dresses. Somebody will start it. Especially sometimes some of the celebrities. Music. Used as a weapon to capture young kids. And what do they hear?
Sometimes you hear the wordings in those music. You say, Lord, what kind of thing is this? Terrible bad words. That is the direction the world is going. The devil is trying to catch them young. That's why as parents, you must not allow the enemy to take your children from your hand. The devil is on rampage. That is the ways of the world. Everybody is doing it. I'm a parent, I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes my son says, but dad, everybody is doing this thing. I said, you are not everybody. Sit down there. Not everybody. We have to raise up our voice in these last days. Everybody is having their pan falling off. No, your own pan fall off. I told my son one time, I said, have you ever seen a medical doctor? You go to the hospital. Say, and your doctor, say, where is your doctor? And the doctor is coming. He say, yeah, I'm your doctor. What is your problem? I say, you will say, excuse me. I'm sorry. You want a doctor that is holding his pan to attend to you? I'm not trying to degrade anybody. I'm just saying the obvious. Say, where is your doctor? And doctor emerge. And he opened his mouth. And every about 10 good is in his mouth. I tell you, you will just say, hey, can I come back? I will see you again. I'm coming. I asked my son, I said, why will you not pick a doctor that has a pan falling? He said, oh, come on, Dad, no. I said, really? That tells you that nothing is not good. There are some jobs you go there, the way you dress, your appearance, the way you appear before people, make people to determine who you are. Am I making sense here? People form opinion about you by your appearance. You are not even saying anything. They look at you, they write you up, they say this one is a failure because of your appearance. Bible call it an appearance of evil. That is the flow of the world. Then somebody said, don't join the flow. The world is just flowing. And it's all, so you see, the world is crazy. All the same fashion we wear some years ago, they are wearing it again. I can tell you, you will see very soon. The world will start wearing baggy and nail. I issue again. Those that we call it platform. The Lord will deliver us. Come on, translate. The Lord will deliver us. The Bible says we should not follow the crowd to do evil. The world live on propaganda. That's a waste of the world. Propaganda. The world come up with terrible news to convince. The world create fear in the mind of people. That's why the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Look at your Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. I'm rounding up now. Everybody needs to get a one to go. Can look up. Prove. Now, let's take it again. Prove. And then what? To which one? You prove how many? What does it mean to prove all things? You examine everything. And then you pick the one that is what? The one that is good. So if the world is doing the wrong, too many wrong things, you look at it, no, this one doesn't fit me. No, I can't. You say, everybody's doing it. I'm sorry, sir. I can't. If the one that is good, out of the terrible things you find in the world, you choose one that is the best. Your children will choose the best. Chomacho, I say your children will choose the best. You prove it. You examine it. Is this one going to benefit me? Is this one good for me? Will this one be good for my image? Will God love this? with Jesus, if he's around, will he be happy seeing me doing this? Is this the best I can do as a Christian? Is this a Christian behavior? Is this a Christian character? Should I do it because everybody's doing it? You choose the one that is good. Prove it. The Bible told us that we should test every spirit. Not everyone that is calling themselves prophet. Prophet is coming from God. We are in a world of deception now. God is everywhere. And they will quote Bible. Even the devil quoted Bible. He quoted Bible to deceive Jesus Christ. He said, we sent his angels to keep charge of you. He quoted from the book of Psalm. Thank God that Jesus also knows the Bible. He said, what are you talking about? Bible says, thou shalt not bow before any other God. You have a counter war to counter the devil. So you must be careful. You must know what you are doing. Praise the Lord. And finally, somebody say crowd. In Luke 23, verse 23. You know, church, the voice of the crowd is always louder. The voice of the crowd is always what? Louder. If you are not careful, the voice of the crowd may silence the good voice. In our society right now, the negative voices is silencing the right voice. You hear them, they shout. But the wrong ones, unfortunately, is the one that the world is following. Narrow is the gate that leads to where? It leads to heaven. But Bible says, wider is the gate that leads to destruction. There's a way that looks right in the sight of man, but the end thereof is death. Look at Jesus said, I have done so much. Look at what happened here. Bible says, and they were instant. With what? Someone say, loud voice. Requiring that by what? He might be crucified. And everybody together. And the voices of them and of the high chief priest does what? Prevail. They were shouting, crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him! This man did nothing. No! Kill him now! Kill him now! That's the word. Bible says, and their voice prevailed. I want to pray for somebody this morning. Every evil voice that is prevailing over your life, with a shout of agreement, we silence that voice. Come on, I say we silence that voice. There are some negative voices that are speaking at your job. The intention is to make you to lose that job. They talk all the time, they write you up, they say somebody is about you, they have a plan. As we shout an amen from today, nobody will hear them. Their voice will no longer be heard. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are negative voices in your family. They are speaking terrible things with the intention to discredit you, to destroy you. Oh my God, I stand upon this altar and I pray this morning. Every negative voice in your family, God will silence them. Their voice will be silenced. Nobody will hear them. They will scream. Nobody shall hear them. In the name of Jesus. There is a voice talking now. There is a voice talking. Somebody here this morning, there is a voice speaking against you with the intention to destroy you. I pray for you. This morning, in the name of Jesus, that voice shall not prevail. That voice shall not prevail. That voice shall not prevail. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's a voice. There's a voice speaking. Everybody should be engaged with my Lord. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil voice that is speaking to destroy me, say right now, Lord, silence that voice. Silence that voice. Open your mouth and pray. You wicked voice that is speaking into my destiny, that is speaking into my life, that negative voice that is speaking to your children, that is telling them not to listen to you anymore. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Lord, silence that voice now. The voice of the enemy. The voice of the enemy. That voice that is causing problem in your life. That voice that is causing problem in your family. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, shut that voice down. You evil voice that is speaking to the life of my children. You negative voice that is speaking to the destiny of my children. I silence you now. I silence you now. Voice of wickedness. That voice that is making incantation. That voice that is making divination. You, that voice of incantation. I silence you now. I silence you. Nobody shall hear you anymore. You evil voice that is prevailing over my family. You, that evil voice that is speaking to my marriage. The Lord is against you. I silence you forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me, church. I can tell you this. Over 80% of the problem you have is because of somebody that is talking. Somebody speaking. Why do they hate you? No, they don't just hate you. Somebody made them to hate you. Am I making sense? Yeah? You just go ahead and say certain things, wrong things. What you said, he changed it. Misinterpreted it. And then somebody doesn't like you anymore. You just went into the place in your office. Everybody love you. Suddenly you now appear. Everybody doesn't like to see you. So what do you do now? With all I'm doing for everybody here, somebody's talking. That voice will not prevail anymore. Come on, I say that voice will not prevail anymore. Yeah. That voice shall not prevail anymore. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. The husband used to love you. Now he doesn't want to see you anymore. Somebody's talking to her. It could be a family member. If at most times, a family member. He begins to paint you back. Say, ah, look at you. Wife is just enjoying everything. It's a voice. Oh, we're young. Say, ah. You know those mischievous voice. You are just happy all the time. Hell, it's not true. I pray for somebody that will say amen this morning. At your job, your family, wherever that somebody is speaking, and their voice seems to be prevailing. No longer be hard. In the name of Jesus.